When one is davening Shmona Esrei, he should have his legs together. Even if he can't stand up and he's sitting, he should together as much as he can. He domes lemalochi. A person, when he's davening Shmona Esrei, he's supposed to imagine that he's a malach. Act as he's a malach. Try to think about things a malach would think about also. Sound like a malach.
Yeah.
You have to understand it's not just a game. Every Jewish person is greater than a malach. Shem is at a higher level of Shemir the malach. Ramah brings that some say that one should walk 3 steps forward before he starts of Shemot Esrei. The discussion whether he has to walk backwards first, the minhag olam is to go backwards and forwards. Mariel had the minhag of standing up by Shabbos, by Shemot Esrei, when the Shafiva said, Tilos Lekel Elia, the time to stand up. He would start with they would stand up by, when the Shafiva started Kaddish, and by Mayav also, by Kaddish.
What?
Yeah. He should tilt his head a little bit downwards, his eyes should be facing downwards, and he should imagine that he's standing in the base of Mikdash, and his legs should be having upwards, he's talking with Hashem. In other words, the matzav of Shemot Esrei is externally as much as possible, imagine that you are talking to Hashem, because that's what you're really doing. So, put yourself in a position that you are your external part of yourself is compatible with what you do.
Yeah.
He says some people that tilt their head upwards, I guess like as a sign of talking to Hashem. The Sefer Stephen says that Allah can laugh at those people. When to talk to Hashem, you don't have to have your head up, even though he's higher up. He's all over. Instead of to be in a position of hafnoah, head tilted a little bit down. One should not do any strange movement, but Esrei. Everybody points to his thing. Some people sway themselves to certain demands. Well, it's mostly tomato, and others stand straight without swaying. The main thing is one should not do something unusual. Says in the Achrayim, a person that does not look outside around at the time of Shemot Esrei, sorry, a person who does look around at the time of Shemot Esrei, he will not be able to see the Shechina when the Neshama Kamuvan, if he's looking into the Siddur, that is a good thing, commendable thing. Arizal would put his arms on his chest, on his heart area, right on top of the left arm. Okay. One should also have his legs together when you say Kedusha with this. It's also there, we're saying Kedusha for him, I love him. Our external behavior should have effect on what we're thinking also.